The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Everyone is entitled to a blissful life, right? Join us now for Pure Talk Radio with your host, Bonnie Wirth. Bonnie is proof that you can live to improve life in all sorts of ways. If you want a better life, I mean really better, it's time to start now. Here's your host, Bonnie Wirth.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are tuning in from. Welcome so much to today's show. I am grateful to have you take time out of your day and your life to be a part of mine. So the long weekend, wow, it was the last little bit of summer for us Canadians here. We had a beautiful weekend full of, the weather was amazing, and I was so great. I'm so fortunate to have been able to take a few days just to spend time with family, spend a lot of time outside in nature, and it really does do a whole lot of good for my spirit and my soul. And I'm hoping that you had a very blessed weekend as well and were able to take in some of those opportunities for yourself. I wanted to let you know of a really exciting announcement that I have here that I want to kind of give you a heads up on. I want to go straight to the Experience Yourself Retreat. You know, we are 64 days away from this event in Sedona, Arizona, and the announcement that I have has to do exactly with that. Both Pamela and I are so excited about what this event is, how it's coming together, the people that are being brought into our life, and nothing is more exciting than the fact that we have all of these amazing guests that are going to be a part of this event. We have Tina Marie Bertoli coming in. We have Sarah McLean coming in. We have Pete Saunders Jr. and Chandra Jepperson. The most exciting news and our big announcement is the fact that Chandra has gone from being a guest speaker and joining Pamela I as a partner for the Experience Yourself Retreat. So we are so grateful to have her on board. She is an amazing lady with all kinds of energy, all kinds of wisdom, and she's been helping us behind the scenes for the last several months, getting all of the I's crossed and T's crossed and the I's dotted. And she's just a wonderful lady. We're so grateful to have her on board and as a part of the energy and the creation of these events as we move forward. Also, to let you know, like I said, 64 days away. If you haven't registered for this event yet, please do so as soon as possible. Our special promotion that we had is really just a few days or a few hours away from ending. So make sure you take advantage of that if you are so called to being there. Don't put it off, you guys. The sooner you can get registered, the sooner your energy becomes a part of the event, and the bigger and the better that it gets for all of us. All right. Well, we're going to move forward with today's show. I am so very honored to have this amazing lady on my show today. I have followed her for several years, in different TV programs, listened to her as well on some radio shows, incredibly inspired, full of wisdom, and just grabbed my attention to really look at my life differently, but also, and as a result, because of just looking at those dreams differently. I'm so grateful to welcome Cynthia Richmond to my show today. Good morning, Cynthia.
Oh, good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you. Thank you.
Cynthia, as I just said, I have followed you for, quite a few years already, really just in amazement over the interpretation of dreams, and have really started to look at dreams in a whole new way, not just something that happens when we sleep, but there's actually messages that are a part of them. So thank you very much for the work that you are doing.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. I'm so grateful that I get to do work that I love.
Yeah. So Cynthia, for those listeners that are just tuning in, I would love for you just to share a little bit about yourself, what has brought you to this work, and what has brought you onto my show today.
Well, what brought me to the work, I think, is I had very profound dreams as a child. such as dreaming up the location of a missing item, you know, dreaming of connecting with departed loved ones, things that were, you know, that I remembered after the fact and that I thought about afterward and for years, and that were very both intriguing or soothing or healing for me. I was encouraged by one of my grandmothers and one of my aunties to pursue it. And as I grew up, I became a behavioral therapist, and which is behavioral therapy different than psychotherapy and psychology, meaning we just cut to the chase. What's not working in your life? How can we remove that and replace it with something that will work better? And it's typically 1 to 10 sessions, usually 4 or 5. And the person, you know, typically through the tools that we use, can remove that behavior and go on about their lives. But so very often people would come in and they'd say, before we start today, I have to tell you this dream. And the dream was always something that was a shortcut to figuring out what was going on. It gave me a barometer of my client's, you know, emotional, mental, physical health. And I just found them such an important tool that I took up the study of dreams, even though behavioral therapy training has nothing to do with dream work.
Wow. What an interesting way to kind of almost fall into it, right? I mean, you think as a child, you kind of had these beautiful experiences within dreams, and then to be basically within one career, and which really catapulted you into another.
Yes. And then I got the show on NBC, and the producers of the Daily Show live for an hour television show. And the producers said, we're going to do dreams. And I'm like, oh no. I really thought nobody would be interested in anyone else's dream. Kind of like watching somebody else's, you know, vacation slides or something. And, but I was wrong. And, my co-host Bernie Katz and I were able to broaden out the meaning of the dream so that, you know, hopefully a lot of listeners had some takeaway. There's so many common themes in dreams and common threads through humanity and dreaming. And it became one of the favorite shows. We did it once a week and people loved it.
Well, so Cynthia, you know, really simply, why is it that we dream in the first place? Where do they come from?
Well, they come from more than one source, Bonnie. They come from the subconscious mind, of course. And we know that everybody dreams every night. And we know that if you're in a sleep clinic and we can wake you up, when we see that rapid eye movement about every 90 minutes for adults, if we woke you up at that moment, you would be able to share your dream. A lot of people think that they don't dream. And, with very small exceptions, certain medications that block the chemical process, everybody does dream. We just don't remember them. Another source of dreaming is spirit. The Bible has, I think, 270 references to dreams and visions, King James Version, and where kings would base policy on dreams, and people who were able to interpret dreams were revered and respected, and decisions were made. And so we see dreams as kind of a direct hotline to heaven, whether it's from spirit, our angels, or guides, from creator of the creation, from departed loved ones. So they're kind of a safe and lovely way to connect on the spiritual level as well.
So I know, Cynthia, you have just written another book, you know, called the Dream Power Journal, and it's a system for organizing dreams to enhance your life. Now, this book, would it be something that somebody like me, who very seldom remembers her dreams, would be able to utilize and, in fact, help me in order to track the dreams and receive those messages?
Well, I would say yes, because I've never had anyone who put some effort into it, meaning just setting the intention, that didn't take more than 2 weeks to start remembering their dreams again. The thing is, once you remember it, they're fleeting. They just dissolve so quickly. So we have to kind of get in the habit. If we want to do some beneficial dream work, we need to get in the habit of jotting down a few things. I ask you specific questions, like what was different about today than any other day? What was the focus or the emphasis of this day? Because very often our first dreams of the night have to do with what we're dealing with in our waking life. The dreams we have in the middle of the night tend to be the fantasy dreams, like flying, or I call it the two cabana boys on the beach dream. You know? That's just me. And then the dreams we have right before we wake up typically are the ones that spirit or our subconscious mind is giving us something concrete that we can take out, pull into our day, and benefit from. And I know this from working with, I've had the privilege and honor of reading 55,000 dreams, give or take a few, by writing for the LA Times and the Arizona Republic and all the TV shows that I've done, which is nearly every talk show on television. Nowadays, they go to Craigslist or they go to other sources and they just bring me a stack of dreams. You know, which ones do you like? Which ones do you want to work with? So I've really had the honor of seeing the similarities and the differences and how common the dream process is for us and what huge, amazing benefits we can get. It's kind of like tapping into source.
Oh, yeah. It's so intriguing to me. And like I said to you earlier, I'm not one to really very often remember dreams, although I can tell you just with the, and you talked about intention earlier, and just knowing that you were coming onto my show, it's amazing how many dreams I actually had, you know, a memory of in the morning over the last 10 days.
Yeah. So just, that's the way it works, Bonnie. You know, that's the way it works. I do dream circles once a month in Sedona, and I do them in New York and LA. I've done them over many years. But if people who don't remember a dream all month will remember their dream right before dream group, so they have something to bring in. Kind of like a way of programming your dreams, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, eh? Cynthia, earlier, and it caught my attention, you talked about the common, you know, the five most common types of dreams. What are those?
Okay. Well, in my experience, the five most common include falling, flying, being naked or only partially dressed in public, your teeth are falling out, or it's back to school day, you haven't studied, and you're panicking because you don't know, you can't remember your locker combination, something's going on.
Yeah. Well, and I think about that, and I know for myself, I've had all five of those.
Then you're very healthy.
Oh, well, I was going to say, and so what, you know, we have a couple minutes here before commercial break, but what would those represent to have, you know, I've had that school dream several times, not remembering my locker combination, being late for class, being caught up in that. What really is my subconscious trying to tell me, or spirit?
So the test, back to school test day, you haven't studied, is a dream that reflects a mild anxiety that you're going to be tested or judged for something and you don't feel 100% prepared for it. So it happens when maybe you're going on a job interview or you're going to meet your future potential in-laws or something where there could be judgment, there could be anxiety. And so then when you have that dream, you just wake up and ask yourself, okay, what's the biggest thing I'm facing right now, challenge? How can I be more prepared to better handle that situation?
Wow, that's really, really interesting. And so it becomes a matter of asking yourself just some questions really to tap into what that guidance is or what it represents for you.
Yes, so the dreams are sort of roadmaps to your map of truth.
Wow, interesting stuff. We are going to take a short commercial break here, everyone, and we will have more conversation about beautiful, sweet dreams. We'll be right back.
Bonnie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives. physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
Join holistic and spiritual life coaches Pamela Cushman and Bonnie Worth and experience yourself in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, November 7th through the 10th. The greatest step towards being the loving beings we all seek to be starts by building confidence and love within ourselves. Spend a high-energy, compassion-filled weekend with Pamela, Bonnie, special guests Hay House author and radio show host Sarah McLean, and Pete Sanders Jr., MIT Honors graduate, along with your peers, discovering the true depth of the divine within yourself. For information about this life-changing event, visit experienceyourself.net and learn more about your hosts, the location for the event, special guests, and opportunities like the early bird registration discount. Take that step towards love, compassion, and peace of mind, and experience yourself in ways you have only dreamed of. Visit experienceyourself.net.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Worth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I am so thrilled to have dream expert Cynthia Richmond sharing in conversation with me today. Just before the commercial break, Cynthia had highlighted five of the most common types of dreams that people had. And we were just discussing what it means to be in school and to be revisiting that locker and not able to remember the combination. I don't know about any of you, but I know I've had that one several times in my life. Another one you talked about as well, Cynthia, was about being naked in public. What is that bringing up for us?
It's at a time when we feel overexposed, like we're not perhaps protecting ourselves. It's nothing sexual. I once had a dream where when I wrote for the LA Times, a woman wrote in that she and her boyfriend had recently separated. And in her dream, she was in the Metropolitan Museum of Art with a strap over her shoulder strap purse on. And she was just looking and reviewing beautiful items in the museum. And her former boyfriend came up and he said, "Your strap's falling off your shoulder." She's like, "Oh, thank you." And then she said, "Can you give me a lift?" And he goes, "No, I'm going the other way." And in this case, what it meant was our purse or our wallet, where we keep our ID, represents our identification, how we present ourselves to the world. Hers was changing. She was going from a couple to a single. And during that time, she's in a precious place reviewing things of value so she can make good choices in the next relationship. So isn't that interesting?
Wow, that is so amazing. So, you know, repetition of dreams. I mean, you know, there's often where a person, I've had several clients have expressed this to me as well. And it's been something for myself as well, where there's just this reoccurring dream that it just happens over and over. It may, it may not be anything to be afraid of. It's just, you know, it just continues to show up. So is it just then a repetition in message coming through, something that we haven't quite grasped yet?
Yes, it's exactly right, Bonnie. It's a message that the source is trying to deliver, whether it's the subconscious, or spiritual source is trying to deliver, and we have not yet unraveled the full meaning, so it keeps trying to deliver it, usually in slightly different ways, something a little different each time to kind of try to help us, like a clue for a detective, a dream detective. Or the other reason we have recurring dreams is we're going through the same situation again, and the subconscious is trying to say, "Okay, Bonnie, remember we did this before? We made some decisions about this." Like, this guy seems the same as the last guy in a different body. So are you sure you want to go here? Or whatever it might be. But it's like we're going through it again and we're trying to source is trying to, you know, just let us know that, okay, we've learned this lesson. We don't really have to repeat it.
So, you know, I'm thinking here, I'm caught up in my own, in realization of my own dreams here of how they've been coming through. It's like these great bit, this great big aha moment for me.
Yay. I'd love you to share one.
Well, you know, one of them, for instance, is I dream about spiders all the time. Spiders, whether they're on my pillow, I've had a dream where they've come down, like a huge spider coming down off my ceiling fan, followed by, you know, a thousand other ones coming. So, you know, I've even had dreams where I've been walking and my feet are covered in spiders. What is it that my source would be trying to get through to me with that one?
Okay, so I have the universal meaning, but do spiders mean anything specific to you? Do you fear them, or how do you feel about spiders?
Well, you know what? Spiders are good if they're kind of over there.
Yeah.
You know, they make beautiful webs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
But yeah,
so there's no phobia.
They're not anything that I'm comfortable. I mean, the thought of having them around, I can handle one or two, but to have them in the thousands like they are in my dream, there's a lot of fear involved there.
Okay. So our bed, where you've had them on your pillow and on the ceiling fan, our bedroom is supposed to be safe, and we're very vulnerable in our bedroom. And so the fact that the spiders are there, as well as on the sidewalk all over your feet, spiders are associated in the language of dreams with manipulation, because they do build these beautiful webs, as you say, but they're to catch their dinner. And so when we have spider dreams, we're either feeling vulnerable, in your case, to manipulation. It can also be the reverse, where we recognize that we've manipulated someone else. But in your case, because you're kind of the victim of the spiders, it feels like whenever you have that dream, ask yourself, who do I feel is pressuring me or trying to push me in a direction that I'm not ready or not fully on board with, and see if something bubbles up for you with that. That's the main spider magic.
Wow. And, you know, I think now about the number of times that's come through, and, you know, I wake up kind of shaken up and worked up. And it's like one of those dreams that is so impactful that I carry with me, you know, in a memory and it shows up in conversation. I tell everybody about my spider dreams, but never realizing, oh, hang on a second, there's something more to this, Bonnie.
Yes.
So now people all have different kinds. Of course, we're individuals. We all have unique dreams onto ourselves. But does everybody dream in color?
Most people do dream in color. And it's so funny to me because a lot of times people come to me after a talk that I do or an event, and they'll say, I dream in color. They're so proud and it's so sweet. But most of us dream in color because we live in color. If we dream in black and white or sepia tone, we're typically dreaming about the past, unless there's another reason, like if you're an editor and you're in, you know, a little dark room all day and you're editing a black and white film, you know, that might be different. We have to take our personal circumstances into account for sure. If you're colorblind, you won't dream in any color that you can't see in your waking life, which is interesting.
Absolutely. And we've been talking a lot about dreams and all of the beautiful messages our dreams. Yes, I am. Yes. Can you still hear me, Cynthia?
Oh, there you are. There you are. Canadian. Oh. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that. Cynthia, we've been talking a lot about dreams and the beautiful messages that we can receive from source in them. There's another side of this equation, though, and that would be where nightmares come into play. Are those as equally beneficial for us?
They may even be more beneficial because nightmares are always, you know, sort of haunting, uncomfortable images, and so we're more likely to remember them. They typically point to a fear, anxiety, or a health issue that is affecting us physically. So the most common nightmares for adults is that you're being chased by something. Usually you can't see a face, but you have a sense that it's a person or creature, you know, the size of a person, and it could represent a deadline that you're trying to face because it never catches up with you. It's just chasing you, you know, so it could be you know, the income tax deadline. It could be a deadline you have at the office. It could be an addiction that's getting a little bit out of hand and creeping up on you, but it hasn't caught you yet, so you have time to take a look at it. So, yeah, nightmares are fascinating. I feel badly for people when they have recurring nightmares, because sometimes people don't even want to go to sleep anymore. But the minute you get to the message, you stop having the nightmare. So they are important to take our time with.
Well, I have two, and we talk, you know, talk about different scenarios. One of them being where I've been in hiding from a serial killer. You know, there's been people being killed all around me, and I feel as if I'm being hunted in that capacity. Actually, just a couple of nights ago, like I said, I've been having all of these memories of my dreams with you coming on the show. The other one was actually a home invasion, and where again I was in hiding, and I was being shot at, or it was, you know, a killer that had come in and was wanting me dead. So what would that represent for me? What kind of fear or is getting in the way or message coming through from source there?
Okay, let's take the second one first, where there's a home invasion. Our home in the language of dreams can represent our body, because our body is the home of our spirit, our thought, and we think of it that way anyway. Hiding from an intruder, someone, this could link up with the spider dreams. Someone is trying to intrude on you and could do you harm. So what I'm really hearing is that there's a potential circumstance, a person that you need to speak up to and share your truth with and take the risk of doing that. Does that feel right to you?
Absolutely, it would.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In fact, and you say that.
And then the serial killer dream. And fear, are you saying in waking state people have been killed in your area?
And not to my knowledge. No, it's just in the dream. And I mean, there,
okay.
It's gruesome. I mean, it's like I'm being witness to all of it as it's unfolding.
That's so unsettling, so unsettling. Okay, so we look at the serial killer and he's killing people. Is it just women or...
You know what? That I don't remember. I just know that it felt more like, if I'm remembering it as I'm thinking about it, it felt more like people that I knew. So whether they be family or friends.
Okay. So serial killer could be cancer. It could be, I mean, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't, you know, diagnose or prescribe, but it can come through as something that could be very harmful and affect a lot of people around us, and that you're having to witness it. So, you know, it could be a warning that there's something that could be potentially harmful. I mean, it could be radon gas in the house. It could be anything. So what I would do on that one, if you have it again, is I would program your dream the next night and say, what is the message of this serial killer dream? Or you can even do it now. What is the message of the serial killer dream? What do I need to learn or know about this? And it might be something very, very simple, like there's steps that people trip on that need to be repaired, or it could be anything. But I would take it further in the dream state and see if you can get to the bottom of that one.
Wow, that's so amazing. And I'm going to do that. That just sparks so, it's like I want to get to the bottom of it. I feel like suddenly it's become, okay, I need the answer.
Wow.
So, how, you know, we have a lot of listeners as well that, I mean, not only, you know, do we personally have dreams, but we're parents. You know, our children can sometimes come with us in the morning and say, wow, I had the weirdest dream last night, or you'll never believe my dream. How is it that we can actually help them in those moments?
Well, I love that question, Bonnie. I love that question. I really have a strong philosophy that if parents, I know we're all busy, but if you just take a few minutes in the morning over cereal or in the car, a carpool, wherever, just say, so what did you dream about last night? And just share it as though it's, everybody does it, and it's an interesting thing to talk about. And don't get too wrapped up in interpretation of the dream. Just allow the child to share the dream. What you can do as a parent then is hear, are there any patterns? Is there a monster in the dream? What, you know, think to yourself, you know, is there pressure in my son or daughter's life in any way? It's just good to, because little kids especially have dreams about separation anxiety and kind of all the normal things that we would expect at each level of development. you know, teenagers and sexuality and, you know, but if you get in a habit of doing it and it's like a ritual or tradition for your family, then when those teens tend to go into the dark tunnel where they don't want to communicate very much until they come out around 19 or 20, you can, they're more likely to continue at least sharing their dream. And you can tell them as they get older, of course, you don't have to share it. Of course, only share it if you feel it's appropriate for our family. But just make it a little ritual and share yours, too. Share the ones that you can. And or if a child has a dream that you do identify with, you can say, I've had that dream. And for me, it meant blah, 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 you know. And kids get bullied. They get there's so many things going on in their world. And the world is so big and they're so small. And the dream state is kind of where we balance our stress. And so they might have dreams where they're beating up the bully or something like that, which is just simply a way that our subconscious mind gives us to balance out. You have an overbearing boss. Well, you might be, you know, taking a tractor to him. But it sounds so unsettling and you can wake up appalled. But it's just the subconscious mind's way of balancing things out.
Okay. Oh, that's really good to know. And I love it that it gives insight as well as to what might be going on, where their stress levels are, what, you know, what's basically on their mind, which is really informative as a parent to be able to, you know, again, support them in another way.
Right. Exactly.
So we are, I just wanted to kind of put a little bit out here, Cynthia. I'm really excited about your new book, the Dream Power Journal, for everybody tuning into the show. This is available on Amazon.com. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble. The Dream Power Journal, it is a system for organizing your dreams to enhance your life. So if you're wanting to really be empowered within guidance and connection with your source and the messages that are coming through for you, Cynthia's book is going to help you do that. It's going to support you right through the process. Now you can learn more. Awesome. You can learn more about Cynthia by also visiting her website at dreampower.net. And you have all kinds of things going on. You do all workshops. You also work one-on-one with people as well, Cynthia?
I do. And we were talking during the break. I am so in love with Skype and FaceTime and other, you know, electronic tools we have now. So, I mean, as long as the person speaks English, because I don't speak enough of any foreign language to really dwell in a dream work unless it's about a menu. I can, you know, we just make a time and we Skype and, you know, I have a lady in Lake Tahoe right now. And, you know, it's just really fun to. It feels almost as good as face-to-face in my office. So I love that opportunity.
Awesome. So Cynthia, we're just a couple of minutes away here from break, but I want to go back into just asking you a little bit about, oh my goodness, I lost my train, a little bit of my thought. I have so many things I want to ask you. I just wanted to ask you a little bit more. You had mentioned earlier about programming my dream, even asking right now in this moment. Can you just kind of share real quick what that means to program your dream?
Oh, I'd be delighted. Absolutely.
We are going to talk more about that just after the commercial break, and we will be back shortly.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Bonnie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives. physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
Join holistic and spiritual life coaches Pamela Cushman and Bonnie Worth and experience yourself in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, November 7th through the 10th. The greatest step towards being the loving beings we all seek to be starts by building confidence and love within ourselves. Spend a high-energy, compassion-filled weekend with Pamela, Bonnie, special guests, Hay House author and radio show host Sarah McLean, and Pete Sanders Jr., MIT Honors graduate, along with your peers, discovering the true depth of the divine within yourself. For information about this life-changing event, visit experienceyourself.net and learn more about your hosts, the location for the event, special guests, and opportunities like the early bird registration discount. Take that step towards love, compassion, and peace of mind, and experience yourself in ways you have only dreamed of. Visit experienceyourself.net.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Worth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. I am visiting today with Cynthia Richmond, who is a dream expert. We have been talking about dreams, nightmares, and their meanings on today's show. Just before the commercial break, I had asked Cynthia what it meant for us to program our dream. Earlier, she had spoke about how I could program my dream in this moment in order to get some guidance. And so, Cynthia, if you just want to expand on that for listeners, I'd really appreciate it.
My dreams are important to me. When I wake, my dreams will easily come back to mind. Or if you wake up to an alarm clock, link the two, like Pavlov and the dogs, feeding in the bell, and just say, when my alarm clock goes off, my dream will easily come to mind. And do that every night with pencil and paper or journal by your bedside, and then write down whatever you get first thing in the morning, and you will start. In the beginning, you might just have a fragment of a dream or a feeling from a dream. Write that down, and what that does is it starts training your subconscious to remember the full dream. So you have to start remembering them. Once you're doing that and you're kind of getting a handle on some of the messages that your dreams are wanting to deliver, you can start incubating dreams or programming your dream. And to do that, you write the question in your journal or bedside pad of paper, what's in my highest and best interest to know regarding XYZ, regarding my health, regarding my relationship, regarding my finances, or even more specific, is it in my best interest to take this new job that was offered? You ask the question, reminding yourself to remember your dreams right before you go to sleep. When you wake, whatever it is, even if it feels entirely unrelated to the question, write it down. It can be amazing how interpreting the dream will give you the answer you're looking for.
Well, and it also sounds like it would be a whole lot of fun, too, just to tap into that.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it really sounds like it would just be fun. It's almost like you'd wake in anticipation of going, okay, so what do I remember and what does it mean?
Yes, and so you have your own movies in your head. I mean, I'm really hoping that one day we invent something that we could play back our dreams and take a look. It would be so great.
That would be awesome. I mean, what a great way to solve problems, you know, in our lives, but also to bring out a little bit of creativity within our own self as well.
Well, you're so right about creativity and inspiration. Artists and composers and chefs and all the variety of occupations of artists and others dream information that they then take into their waking state, pull out. So you could dream a song and get up and play it. You know, you could dream a way to combine colors if you're a painter. You know, Thomas Edison dreamt his inventions, the solution to inventions, right there in his own studio. I mean, Paul McCartney and Billy Joel are just two that have talked about dreaming their music and lyrics. The lady who wrote the theme song to Rocky, the dun 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 dun, going up the stairs, she dreamt that melody and got up and sang it into her, at the time, phone recorder, which was on her bedside.
Wow.
You know, so that opens up creativity big time, yes.
Wow, that is so neat. I never even realized that to really use it. I'm thinking, you know, in terms of sparking your creativity within how I can solve my problems, the things I can do, but never looked at it in taking it into an even broader way of using that information. That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Amazing. So, Cynthia, I have another question, something else that's happened several times through my dream state. It's like I'm having a dream. It's kind of rolling along. And all of a sudden, in a moment, I don't really like how it's going. And I feel like I'm the director. Like I stop things and say, oh, hang on here a second. How about we pretend this and this happened instead?
Well, that is very advanced dreaming. It's called... it's not coming to me. It's called, I'll think of the term, but it's when it's a process and it's a state of consciousness where you are aware that you're dreaming within the dream and you can change it up. And it's not a true spiritual experience, but people say that it feels the most like any experience on earth that we could have that would be similar to spirit, because it is said that when we drop our bodies and we just think of somebody, we're there with them, or we're craving something, we can have it instantly. And so these types of dreams are dreams that you can control. And I teach little children how to do this all the time. They're having a dream that a lion's chasing them. And first we figure out the meaning so we don't waste that. But then the next time, if it's recurring, I say, okay, when you turn around, it's going to be a little kitty cat, a really cute little kitten, okay? And they can change it. Businessmen use this technique to, and you don't have to pretend, because you are the god of your dream. You are the director. You're also the actor, the producer, the writer. So, you know, you are entitled to have that type of dream. And let it, you know, when we're dreaming, if we measure the brains, It's the same. We have so much of our brain active during dream state. There's a kind of a misnomer about that. And Christopher Reeve, when he had his spinal cord injury in the horse jumping incident, after he was stabilized, he would dream. And he talked about this publicly in a few places, where in his dream, he was kayaking. He was back on the horse. He was walking. He was doing all the activities. And what we know for sure is that the brain chemistry that connects the synapses when we're dreaming or vividly thinking about something are the same as if we're actually doing it. So dreams can be extremely healing in that regard. And so it is worth opening ourselves up to them so we can tune into them and pay attention. I don't like to program a dream or incubate a dream every night, because sometimes I just want to see what spirit wants to bring.
Yeah.
But if we do have a specific thing, then it's a very valuable tool.
And so I've also had dreams where I dream that I'm awake, but I'm actually still, I wake up from that place. So it's almost like I thought I had been awake. I was experiencing whether conversations with my husband or with my kids or my day had already started, only to then wake up and realize that it had just been a dream.
Yes. So again, that's being aware of different levels of consciousness, or one might say dimensions, at the same time. And it's happening for a lot of us these days as time seems to be moving more quickly. And we have this knowledge of quantum theory and quantum physics. And so dreams might also be, in a way, a bit of a time machine or a little place where we get a glimpse of, whether it's future or past, you know, in our safe, asleep, waking state. So not uncommon at all. I had a friend who was an intensive care nurse, and she had 12-hour shifts, and it was her day off, but she had gotten very fond of this one patient. In the middle of the night, she had a dream. In the dream, she went to his room and checked his stats, you know, blood pressure, whatever they were looking for. And in the morning, when it was her day back, she went, and she looked at that exact time, 3 o'clock something in the morning, and his blood pressure and everything was exactly what she saw in her dream. And she felt that she actually was so tuned into him through love, which connects us to our children, our spouses and friends, or that her spirit actually visited because it was that vivid and real for her.
Wow. Wow. And it was the same time on the stats, which is just, that's just mind blowing.
Yes.
Yeah. So again, I know we're kind of getting up into the end of the show here, but I have so many things I wanted to ask you. Another dream that happens often for myself, I know it's been in conversation with my children as well, is if you're trying to run in your dream, and no matter how hard you're trying, all the effort you're putting in, it feels like you can't get anywhere, like you've got weights tied to your feet and you need to run, but you can't move.
Right? And so most people have had this dream, and it's because during REM sleep, our bodies become essentially paralyzed. It's just brain chemistry, so that we don't fall out of bed or hurt a sleep partner. And so when you're having that dreaming of wanting to run or wanting to scream, you're still in the haze of that little paralysis that we go through, and it's very frustrating because you're becoming a little more aware. And so typically, if you can just think of it, bend your pinky, you know, and your pinky finger or toe, and you'll start coming back more from it, and you know, you'll be completely able to do it. But yeah, that's more of a chemistry than an interpretation issue.
Wow, that's amazing. I think how many times you've tried to run away in fear or run it to help somebody and have been almost paralyzed in that moment of doing it. So that explains a lot. So we're just coming, like I said, up to the end of the show. Cynthia, you've got this amazing Dream Power Journal that's just been written, available at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and it's a system for organizing your dreams to enhance your life.
Are you there?
I am.
Oh, I hear the high-pitched buzz.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Are you there, Bonnie?
Yes, I am. Cynthia, can you hear me?
Hey, Bonnie, I can. Yeah, there was just a very high-pitched buzz for several seconds. But thank you for talking about the Dream Journal. Yes, I love it. It's based on 55,000 real people dreams. It's I ask you to title your dream, because titling your dream can kind of be like creating the buzz, the keywords for research in the future. So if you have another dream about a hat, you can go back to your other hat dream, you know, read them both together and see if there's a connection. And as I said earlier, you note anything outstanding or unusual about your day. If you're going to do your dream intention, you put it right in the journal. You talk about the main symbols and theme of your dream. You have a place for your interpretation. I've got a mini dream dictionary in the back of the book, and with 50 symbols that you should know. And it's paperback. It's easy. Amazon.com. And all my students in Dream Circle are using it and really loving it.
Oh, that's so excited. I cannot wait to get mine. I ordered it the other day, and I cannot wait for it to get here.
Thank you. Thank
you. Cynthia, I want to say a huge thank you to you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a part of the show today. You definitely have inspired me to pay a little bit more attention to the dreams that I'm having in order to, like I said, get some of that solve some problems, get some guidance, really tap into it and use it in order to, you know, to create even more well-being in my life. So thank you very much for everything that you do in order to help not only me, but all of the hundreds of thousands of people as well.
Well, back at you, Bonnie. Thanks for all the people that you help. And it was a pleasure talking with you this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you. For everybody tuning in, I've had the honor of speaking with Cynthia Richmond today. To learn more about Cynthia, please visit her website at dreampower.net. You can also connect with her on Facebook at Facebook/Cynthia Richmond. And it's amazing. She's an amazing lady to stay connected with, all kinds of a lot of wisdom and a lot of guidance that she's able to share with people publicly. She has all kinds of workshops and classes, individual healing sessions as well, in addition to her books. So lots of opportunity to really live life, create life through your dream and the sweetness of it all. So again, thank you very much, Cynthia, and to each and every one of you for tuning in today. Have a beautifully blessed day.
Thank you again for joining us. Be sure to listen for Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth live every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now, go live your life the way it was meant to be lived. We'll see you here again next week.
thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerments.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.